Oh my God. I'm sorry, guys. I just shot a bacon baked in. As you could possibly imagine, I am baked as fuck.
Yeah, dude. And this is held for quite a while. Like, we're talking 3 hours that this high has held on to you.
It's been a strong one. But either way, that's no here nor there. I think we should just talk a little bit about Carson and then see where everything goes, man. Yeah. You know, because there's a lot to talk about, like the R. Kelly shit. Have you seen the videos that?
So do you want me to hit it or not?
Man, just hit. Let's talk about Carson first.
There we go.
Are you sure that's not the cucaracha?
No, my cucaracha is the purple one.
That's not like cucaracha. So Geneva's going on right now.
Yep, that's correct.
Wendy. And Bugatti just came out with the voiture noire, right?
La voiture noire.
The black car, period. That's what it means. Oh my God. Dude,
that car is incredible.
It just came in and took over like my favorite car in the world. I don't want anything other than that car. And that dude that got it made, I mean, for those of you guys who don't know, this is a one-off Bugatti that they sold to a gentleman for $18 million plus dollars. That is ridiculous considering it's just a Bugatti like the ones that they have out right now, but it's extremely large, right? And it's pretty much all the older Bugattis, and this is how I was talking to Rodrigo about, pretty much every other Bugatti that they've had a one-off like that massive and whatnot, yeah, is worth over $100 million.
No, they're massive value in these one-offs.
And I was wondering who the fuck got a car like this, because the normal collectors wouldn't think like, oh my God, if I commission this for 20, I basically am buying $100 million with $20 million, so right, I'm making $80 million off the bat. And today I found out that, we found out through Sergio that did some research, who was the one who ordered the car.
Yeah, Piche, right? What's
Ferdinand.
Ferdinand Piche, which, by the way, is the most beautiful aristocratic name that I've heard. Like,
wow.
That just sounds like a name of money.
That belongs in a golf club immediately.
No doubt.
Like in a country club.
It sounds like like its own winery, too.
Oh, absolutely. It sounds like everything, yeah, dude. Like the Piches own everything. You're like, yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I think he has his own car brand now. Is that right, Sergio? He has his own car brand? Yeah. Piche Motors?
He's 81 years old and he commissioned this $18 million plus Bugatti. He used to be the CEO of VW Group, this guy. And he was behind a little diesel gate.
He was the guy that like went to jail for it, right? Or
yeah,
one of them?
Yeah, yeah. So we Sergio did a little research. Oh my God, what a Geneva for that guy. He also revealed his first car ever at Geneva at this motor show. So what a week that guy had, huh?
Yeah.
81 years old. He used to run VW. He's mm-hmm. the one related to Dieselgate. He did go to prison for it, came out.
Yep.
I think he did like 3 months or
it sounds like he came out on the good side of it.
Well, they made him sell his shares. This is something we didn't know. He's basically the one that put VW Group together, which is fucking huge. What I mean, you got to give it to the guy. He's got to be one of the most influential people in the car world.
When you say put together, like together, he kind of like did he start it or
he's
did
the
he
one
kind
that
of
acquired
like,
all of the brands.
So he's the one that like made it the conglomerate
yeah.
that it is.
Yeah.
Got it.
And from there they made him resign and also sell all of his shares. And his family, like, and for example, his family owned a certain amount. And after he sold his shares to his own family for $1 billion, his family owns 52% of VW Group.
Wow.
So they're not lacking any money there. They're doing well. Wow. I am so jealous, dude. That is my favorite car.
I don't know
car.
What do you do when you have that kind of power over, like, because VW is like the power over the automotive industry, right?
Yeah,
like
they're number one.
Right?
They're number one.
Yeah,
by
they
a
have
lot,
to be.
By a lot.
Yeah. Gosh, that is some massive influence over. He's an influencer, right?
He really is an influencer.
He's an automotive
None
influencer.
This bullshit.
Yeah.
Ooh. Did Fisker design it? And it's an all electric car, right? I know that.
It is. It's all electric.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like your old DBS.
It does, like the Casino right? Royale one.
Yeah.
Oh, man, gorgeous.
Dude, I missed that car.
Gorgeous.
That was a cool car.
It charges in 5 minutes? Holy shit.
I don't believe it.
Holy shit. But dude, I would murder anyone for that Bugatti. Holy crap.
That thing was beautiful, man. Like, it's, I stayed up waiting to see it because I was really, really hoping that they were going to unveil like the Lost Atlantic, which, by the way, is an incredible documentary idea, or even just make a movie about it. It doesn't even have to be a real movie, but the idea of like hunting and finding this lost treasure and the name, the Atlantic.
It's $100 million car.
Wow.
Can be sitting anywhere in the world.
We talked about this. I would hire either Matthew McConaughey or Nicolas Cage to search for this thing.
I get Nicolas Cage. He looks more confused.
I feel like that this is gonna be
McConaughey now's got Oscars and shit, so he's walking around like he knows what he's doing. I feel like I'm sorry, but I do feel like he's a little bit more confused than McConaughey.
By the way, I'm gonna talk about Matthew McConaughey real quick because, and this relates to John Turturro. You know John Turturro, right?
Of course.
I'm very, very sneaky, sir. Yeah, yeah. And all the other great movies that he's done as a proper actor.
Transformers.
Yeah. Transformers. So he was on a show the other day. He's promoting a new movie that's coming out. I don't know what it is because they didn't even talk about it. But they were talking about the movies that he does. And he described his acting as he's a plumber, essentially. Like, he's like, yeah, you know, like I'm a plumber, but every once in a while I'll do electrician work on the side. And that's how he refers to like the stupid movies that pay him big money. And so they started going through the list of his movies and saying, were you a plumber or an electrician in this movie? And, you know, like Rounders, he's like plumber. And then they said Cars 2, he said electrician.
Yeah.
He got to Mr. Deeds, electrician.
Absolutely. But he's phenomenal, though. Yeah,
but that's Matthew McConaughey as well. He has these plumber and electrician movies, too.
No. Matthew McConaughey is a way better actor than Nicolas Cage as of right now. What I'm saying is Nicolas Cage just in general looks way more confused, therefore would work way better for the role of I need to find something but I don't know where it is.
No, that's true, but he also has that seriousness about
it. You don't think he forgot? He could be the guy that lost it, just he's the one looking for it and he's always obsessed with it.
I feel like he could be Jean Bugatti. He could be Jean Bugatti.
Dude, Nicolas Cage can play anyone.
What if we did the movie as like a fictional movie where Jean Bugatti didn't die and he lost his Atlantic and now he's trying to search for it and find it again? And it's like this, you know, kind of like Inglourious Basterds. We know that that's not how Hitler died, but, you know, he died in the movie in that way, right?
Yeah.
So we kind of do like it's almost like a non-fictional fiction movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I
think that'd be fun.
All right. Thank you very much, Blind Man.
Do you think that there's any car companies that do this whole plumber electrician thing? Like, do you think that they make cars where, oh, this is like our solid car, but we have to make this one, you know, just to please people? Like, do you think there's any car makers that do that type of thing?
I think Lamborghini was doing that with the Aventador until now, because the Huracan was a proper car. But the Aventador was bullshit.
No, but the Aventador was dope, and then they turned, like, it was a plumber car, and then it turned into like this whole electrician thing. Like, they kept like toying and playing with it and dragging it out.
Well,
does that make sense? It's like they took it serious at first.
I know, but
then
it's
boom,
not.
All the iterations.
I think
afterwards.
I'm really confused too, to be honest with you. I'm really high. I'm sorry, guys. I have to apologize.
I'm sorry, like
a million
the whole metaphor.
Times.
Like, I know that that's way up there.
It's way up there.
But I guess to make it more serious, are there cars that these car makers are like, they're just kind of making it to please a certain niche? They didn't want to make it, but they had to, type of thing?
Yeah, I mean, everyone with the SUV. Yeah, dude. Because, come on. You think they wanted to? That was not in their plan at all. Look at Ferrari.
Yeah.
We're going to make the SUV.
And it turned into a blockbuster.
Well,
turn
it will.
Into a big hit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I got to tell you one more thing about this Bugatti. I love that they painted the wheels all the way to the top.
You like the extension?
Yeah. And can I tell you why?
Why?
Because the first thing I thought when I saw the car was, do you really think that dude's going to drive the car? Or that's a car that's just going to be stationary at a museum? Remember, the guy who commissioned the car is 81 years old.
Maybe he's the type of guy that he doesn't see the treads on his tires very well. Like, he just doesn't have good vision, and he wants to know, like, when the tire starts wearing out, right?
I
don't
think so. I think that's a...
Just can you explain something to me? What's going to happen to that painted portion of the tire once they actually armor all it?
I hope they don't armor all the car.
When they armor all the tires on that, is that going to ruin that paint on the tires?
I hope not. I hope not.
And how much are those the tire replacements going to be?
I don't think that's going to move.
Like you just buy regular tires and you paint it?
Did they show any specs?
They didn't even show the interior on this car.
That's what I'm saying. Do you think it's something that moves even?
Like the Vision GT? Well, the Vision GT does move to some sort, but like based off a remote control.
Yeah, but the Vision GT was way cheaper than this car.
That's true. That's true. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's really confusing. I think it's stunning. It's absolutely stunning.
It is my favorite thing I've ever seen.
Like, I wish that this was one of those cars, kind of like the Senna, where a group of people came in and commissioned it, and then they were like, oh, this is really awesome.
Yeah,
let's
we
make more
make
of
one
them.
For like, everyone. Yeah.
Like, I wish that happened with this.
That would be the best day ever. And then they told me, oh, Alejandro, we'll give you one for free because, you know. Huh? Oh, that car was just a model. So they're building the car right now. Wow. So there you go.
What I don't understand, though, is if they were so far behind, like, why unveil it? Why unveil the fake thing? Why not wait till next Geneva and unveil?
Hang on, because it got all over the show.
Even
the new Koenigsegg came out like, meh. Like, that's dope as fuck.
I get it. Yeah.
In my
you're
view,
right. You're
I'm
right.
Sorry.
They did steal the show with that. There's no doubt about it. They stole the entire show with it.
In my view, they did.
Like, this was such a success at Geneva that McLaren unveiled a new car and nobody like really knew.
Yeah. What the fuck is up with that?
The Grand Tour.
What's that? It's a 720S.
No. It doesn't even fit in that line. So they're saying...
McLaren that they make is
but
a 720S.
This is going into a line that doesn't even exist yet. It doesn't fit in the Sports, Super, or Ultimate Series? Is that what they call it?
Hey, dude, if they make...
They're making a fourth series that's right under Ultimate. And this,
I'm going to say, if they make a cheap three-seater...
I doubt that it has three seats, but... They're saying that this is built with the spirit of the Speedtail. So it's basically going to be a baby Speedtail. What do you think about that? Do you think you'll still be able to get one of those?
What I like about it is that I know I will never be able to get one of those. First, because McLaren won't let me in. Two, because I can't. I can't. Mm. And also the 600LT burning in Mexico was not a good case.
That was not
perfect timing.
By the way, Parker's 600LT looks dope.
It looks beautiful,
dude. It
looks
dope.
It's blue or purple?
It's purple. I think he calls it Lantana purple.
I don't know why I remember blue.
Well, he has blue brake calipers.
Okay.
He has blue brake calipers
and, I don't remember
and then the orange
colors.
Trim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for him. Yeah. He got the air scoop and the roof scoop
it
and
does
everything.
It does sound really cool.
And the other one that came out was a Pininfarina. Basically, the concept two in Pininfarina's buddy.
It's the Pininfarina Batiste.
Batista?
It's not Batiste?
Batista.
Okay, so Batista. So that car is 100% the C2. That's like there's just a little bit of the outside that's different and some of the technology inside is different. But for the most part, I would say that it's got to be 70% at least C2. No?
No, it's 100. It's just, it is.
Well, it can't be 100 if it doesn't have the same shape and design, which it kind of is pretty close.
Let's go to 80%.
Okay, 80%. I'm there with you.
You get 80% of the car.
80%.
That's pretty dope.
What was the price tag on it?
$2 million.
$2 million. Exactly the same as
this
the
is,
C2.
This
okay,
is where it starts for me to get weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because do you buy it as a Rimac? Do you buy it as a Pininfarina? What are the benefits? What are the negatives? Do you buy the same car? Because you know, come on, Porsche. You know that Porsche just came in and was like, guys, you already developed the car. You have the C2. That's going to be our new 918, our new Carrera GT. Let's go.
Look, I get that there's that Porsche.
Which one do you buy? It's the same car.
I'm going with the Rimac C2.
It's kind of weird.
No, I'm going with the Rimac C2. And let me explain to you why. If something happens with the technology, do you want to go to your service manager who's then going to have to turn around and go to Rimac and wait for an answer? Or do you want to be with Rimac and get the answer directly?
Well, no. That's what I'm saying. That to me is the interesting part because how are they going to service those cars? Are they going to service them as Rimacs in the same centers? Because if they ally the whole thing together in service centers, that would make a lot of sense for everyone.
Yeah, it would make sense, but I doubt that happens just because
brand.
Yeah, the whole brand.
Brand
exactly. But for me, the servicing aside, I'm looking at the Rimac all day. I don't know. The C2 just does it for me. I think it's more beautiful than the Pininfarina. I know that you disagree, but what they've done, I love it. And I also like the little lines on the side of
I like all the cars. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Right, like, but if you're choosing, you know what I mean? Like it's like picking sides, right?
No, I don't know, like, by the way.
We're put on a podcast together to pick a side.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
You pick your side, I like my side.
But I like to see the Pininfarina in person before I say, like, that's better than Matis.
I hear you.
I want to see that quality
of it. But look, the Pininfarina, it doesn't have the story of, like, that side arrow that's cut out on the side. You know that the way that the arrow looks on the side of the door?
Yeah.
I think I told you this the other day.
It looks like the key.
Well, it's like the key, but that design is derived from the necktie. The person who designed the necktie that we all wear, you know, tie it up in a Windsor knot or a half Windsor.
You
got
to talk to your mic like this.
I will. We're getting new mics, by the way. They're coming eventually. We're just waiting on accounting to approve it.
Good.
So anyways, the guy who invented the necktie, he's from Croatia. So it was an homage to him.
And now the air.
And I like the story of that. By the way, I'm going to hold this.
I like that too. I just want to see all, and I want to see the Porsche, and I want to see how they're going to distinguish those cars.
That's going to be interesting. Are they saying that that's going to be a 919 or what is it? What is it called?
I don't even remember what they were going to call them before, but back then they were going to make a mini 918, and right. They never did.
Right. Well, I mean, they wanted to add a better electric powertrain to it, and they have to wait. They have to wait for the technology.
Well, then they said they swapped the whole idea, and they said we're going to make an all-electric hypercar. And I'm guessing when they acquired Rimac, they were like, all right, we'll take...
This is it.
We'll take that, and we'll just put the Porsche little design outside. That's what I would do if I were them. That's brilliant. Mm. That's, you save all the money in the world.
Mm.
And all you work on is like on different era design.
I hope that they put more elements of the Rimac interior into it, because I prefer that interior better than what Porsche is putting out.
I need to see what the new design language of Porsche will be with that car.
I know you need to see it. I'm making assumptions based upon what they're doing now.
I can't make assumptions. I'm too high.
So what did you think about, did you see any of the Mansouris?
Can I ask you, why in the fuck do you have a shot at making a body kit for a Bugatti and you don't go for the full Vision GT look? Why? Why not?
With all the aero bits and the wings.
Why not? Why do you cut it short? Why do you make it just like a little bulky thing instead of like really going out there and putting the massive wing on the back and just going, dude, Bugatti already gave you the design language for it.
That's true. It's already there. I don't know why you wouldn't do it. Maybe it's because they're afraid of, you know, being...
Why? I would love that.
You know, accused
that.
Of... What is it?
Plagiarism?
Yeah. Accused of plagiarism in some sort. But I think that'd be awesome. I think somebody should do it. They may be working on it.
I would love nothing more than that, because then it gets competitive in the Bugatti world.
So how does that work for like the Mansouri and Tech Art pieces and all that? Do they just completely replace those body panels?
I have no idea how they do it. No fucking clue. It depends on what
scary,
car,
man.
Who makes it. And the thing is, the warranty, we were talking about this.
Yeah.
If my car would have burned down after getting a wrap, I guarantee you they would have been like, fuck you. You modified the car. You pay for the car.
Yeah, they would have given you a hard time.
They would have been like, we're not paying for this. It's your fault 100%. If I would have put wheels on the car, they would have said the same thing. That terrifies me now.
Yeah. That's tough, man.
And they're right, but they're not. Because it has nothing to do with it. But you know that they would be like, fuck that.
You painted that CGT.
But that had no warranty anymore.
Of course, I know it didn't have any warranty, but still at the same time.
I don't know. I'd be very, very, very nervous about it.
Somebody called me, and I hope it didn't interrupt our stream. I think we're still here. Yeah, we're still live. Great. Were there any other big releases there?
Rolls-Royce, the Aston Martin, dude.
Actually, they're the ones that stole the show.
What about the Aston Martin 720S?
It's not the 720S. The 003. The 003 for those of you that are watching.
No. The small one.
You're talking about the Vanquish Vision, right?
Yeah.
The concept.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a $300,000 car, man.
Oh, dude.
How?
Every single one of these cars look like mini Valkyries.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
That's it.
Yeah.
They elevated that brand so much with that design on the Valkyrie. And then they were like, all right, here you go for every level.
So that's what I told you. I guess it was Monday. The 003. That is the car that I am aspiring for and want to have in my life. That 003, dude, is tits McGee. Oh, my God. It's perfect. It's perfect.
I'm going to wait until they land and see how they are and see if they catch fire, the first ones.
You were offered this thing like 8 months ago, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, you put the deposit for so long and it sits for so long and then they have delays for so long.
I'm just saying, like, that they were putting feelers out there with customers that far long ago.
It's way better with the Senna because also they get you, and for sure they were going to get all of the spots sold, and then they were going to tell me, like with the Valkyrie, oh, thank you for your interest, man. Now that we got the dope people, you're done. So it's always like that. So you might as well just wait and see what the market's like, because Aston Martin specializes in releasing cars, like their big boy cars, like the 177, right when the economy crashes.
Yeah, I mean, we've been on the edge.
They're masters at it.
I'd hate to take this down the economics.
No, I'm just saying.
But
they're spot on.
You're right. We've been on the edge for quite some time, and to show that they're like releasing these cars, I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous about what's happening, but
yeah.
Jeez, dude. Aston, I love their whole design language that they're going with. It's incredible.
All of the cars, the 003, the Valkyrie, the new Vanquish concept or whatever that is. Wow.
Yeah, the Vanquish Vision concept. That's their entry-level supercar.
That is ridiculous.
And it looks like a hypercar.
That is ridiculous. That's something I want. Look at this.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and Aston Martin did hire Ferrari people.
Oh, my gosh, you're right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
You talked about it. Aston Martin was going after Ferrari like for the longest time, and here you go. Those are the real Astons that you're about to see.
Like these are guy.
And again,
Albert Native, get out of here, dude.
And Ferrari. Ferrari just launched the F8, the brand new body kitted Pista. That's dope. You see, guys,
that's gonna be a fun car to drive.
I'm gonna tell you this.
Sorry, that's
this is gonna be a dope car to look at and whatnot. But you guys understand now my point. They
look so dated already. Like Aston Martin, the way that they release their cars, it makes all the other cars look dated.
Yeah.
Like they moved everyone into the future.
Well, McLaren and Aston have like a similar parallel there.
True, but they even make McLarens look dated. They're making every car manufacturer look like a thing of the past.
Well, yeah, their designs are way too modern and classy.
I just hope that they work. You know what I mean? Like, I hope that they work and they're great cars.
I hope so, too.
Like, because that would be a crying shame if they're just pieces of shit.
I agree. And that's why I want to see whenever the car lands. Let's see what the market's like for those cars. Let's see what the car is like to begin with.
Okay. I'm giving you right now. No, I'm going to give you $2 million to buy any cars or car at Geneva. Go.
You can't buy a lot of the cool stuff. $2 million is not enough anymore.
Look, you can buy the Jesko, right? They're saying it's
no, they're two and a half.
They're saying it. Okay. Well, then we'll start there. I'll go back to my normal thing. I was going to say $3 million. I'll start at $3 million. $3 million, you can buy any car or cars at Geneva. And the manufacturers will sell them to you. that was the key point. The manufacturers will sell them to you. You buy the Speedtail?
I wouldn't drive it, but the Speedtail.
Okay.
I wouldn't buy the new Koenigsegg. It's cool looking, but it kind of looks like a toy.
It does. It did.
I think now that the big car companies are coming out with their crazy $2 million cars, it's kind of hard to justify going with the other guy and spend the two. Like now you're spending way too much for a car that, but look, it also has the pedigree of the 300 mile an hour that Christian's promising, which I'm sure he'll hit if he's saying that he will.
Yep. What about you guys? What are you buying? $3 million. You can buy any cars at Geneva. I'm more than likely what I would go for is the C2 and then the 003.
Ah.
The C2 and the 003. That's what I'm going for.
Together as a package?
Yep.
But they're going to be a little bit more.
Don't throw taxes and duties and all that shit in here. I can't deal with that. We're not talking about that. Yeah. Ooh, or you could go with the F8 Tributo.
No.
Hold on. You could go with the F8 Tributo.
Look at that.
The Vision, the Vanquish Vision. So what are we talking about now, like 650?
Dude, that Vanquish is ridiculous. Yeah, you're about there.
650. The Mansouri Cullinan. Not Cullinan, Urus. The Mansouri Urus.
Half a million, let's say.
Okay, we're up to half a million?
No. You're wearing 600 now, half a million. You're 1.1. That's too many fucking cars.
You're right, because then I'm going to have somebody to drive them, move them around. I need a place to park them. I'm just sticking with the C2 and the 003. That's where I'm going to stay.
I really liked all those cars that we just talked about. I love the C2 too. I love the 003. I don't know, dude. I'd be just lucky to have any of those fucking cars.
What? Oh, I would just be lucky to have all of those cars. I would just be so grateful.
I would. No, I would. Like, look at it. Look at it.
Come on, give me something.
Look at it this way. I've spent the money before. I'll spend it again and whatnot, but I still don't get offered these cars for what they're worth. So if I could get any of them, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
I'd be so grateful.
I'd be like, thank you, sir. I'd appreciate it.
Oh, what did I just hit? Oh, there we go.
Everyone, a lot of people like what's it called? The Koenigsegg, which I understand.
Yeah, there's a lot of Koenigsegg fans out there. Like, I guess I never realized how many fans there really were. Like, yeah. They're a very, very popular brand. I think I'm just always kind of burned. I'm burned by the whole, like, group of owners of Koenigsegg. And then I just, as the, you know, putting banging gears together with you, I'm still pissed off, and you know
the whole thing.
I wanted to make that happen because everybody wanted to see it. I just
thoughts on the price point of the Bugatti. I think it's what a deal that dude got.
We're
on
talking
his own
about
Bugatti.
the one off, right?
Yeah,
yeah, no, that's crazy. That's
at
crazy.
$18 million, that dude purchased $100 million basically. You just
it's
let
true.
It sit.
It's
you
true.
Just let it sit a little bit. That car is more desirable than anything else on earth.
And not to mention just releasing that one car, what it, like, how it elevates the brand.
Well,
and
I want you to think about this. It's not like a random dude fucking called and said, make me this car. It's the guy who put the whole thing together to get to that point, and his masterpiece is a Veyron to me in my eyes. But now it's this. You know what I mean? Like, that's him.
That's true. What did you think about the 110th anniversary Chiron?
I love that car, too.
That thing is
sexy.
I
love them all, dude.
The wrap, or not the wrap, the paint job, the matte paint job on that thing is so beautiful.
It's matte carbon fiber, no?
Yeah. Matte blue carbon fiber, which is, I think, the same color that they showed the Valkyrie as in Geneva as well, that matte blue. I think they're a very similar color.
But are they exposed carbon fiber or not?
The Valkyrie, I'm not sure. I think the Chiron is.
Either way, they're so gorgeous, man. So gorgeous. Gosh. I love to have all those Bugattis. See, we were a little on the right side when they brought a Winkleman. And we were like, oh, this dude's about to make all special editions of all sorts.
He did.
And he just got on a roll. He's like, bam, bam. But the thing is, he's selling them all. And I get it.
Yeah, he is.
Get it. And the thing is, the people that buy Bugattis have so much money, they can buy every one of them. This is why I was like, I'm out. There's no way I'll be able to ever compete in a world like that. In a Ferrari world, I can't even get there. You know what I mean?
I've always viewed Winkleman as... This is a little strange. I've always viewed Winkleman as the Mandarin from Iron Man 2. You know the one, you know who I'm talking about, the guy, the one that Ben Kingsley plays.
Yeah, he's an actor.
Yeah, he I feel like Winkleman is an actor for all these car companies. Like I can't take him 100% seriously.
Now you got it. Can I tell you why?
Why?
You saw the Centenario, and now you saw what he's doing with Bugatti. Lamborghini was the wrong brand for him. But I think Bugatti was the perfect brand for a guy that wants to innovate by just doing like really cool special editions.
Right, but. After meeting him in person a couple times and just seeing how he actually but is.
But the thing is, like, we're expecting all these CEOs to be super impressive people and crazy.
I know, but he has those little string bracelets on and stuff. Dude,
he used to be a
fucking,
he used to be an airplane pilot, right?
A paratrooper. He was a paratrooper. He was a paratrooper. Could you imagine him jumping out of planes?
That's fucking crazy.
But the question I was going to ask you is...
I like him a lot more now that I understand that he really wants to do this, because when we met him, he couldn't say, yes, I'm doing this, which I totally understand from a corporate point of view, but he was basically letting us know, this is where we're going with this.
Uh-huh.
You know, liked it. And I know that not a lot of people saw his vision or understood what he was, and I was one of those, because I was like, this is a joke. You're just making a fucking same car. But in this value, what he brought to the table, what he caught, and you got to look at it this way. He caught the Pagani and the Koenigsegg model, and he goes, dude, I should implement this on my big brand, Lamborghini.
Yeah.
We already make the car. It's way better than the basic of the other cars. It's more solid, let's just say.
Right.
Why not just make it a spectacular looking one? And he sold them out. I think the Centenarios are a deal.
Well, he knows that big money's out there.
That's what I'm saying.
People are wanting to spend big money.
Yeah. He saw it and he grabbed it and put it on the mainstream. He did it for Lamborghini. And then McLaren started doing the MSO shit. And at the same time, in parallel, who are the other people that are doing it right now? Well, Ferrari's doing it too. But Bugatti getting to it is the perfect brand, because that's exactly what they used to do. They used to make coach... builds.
Well, Rolls-Royce is doing it to an extent as well. You know, they're doing a lot of special editions of their cars.
But they're not as extreme.
No, they're
not even close.
Like,
and also,
they wanted to do that with the Phantom, but I don't think that a lot of people actually bought in on it.
No,
and they kind of backed off.
And the prices don't justify the end of it. This is why in a Bugatti world it works, because it's worth for each one of these cars to be $6 million. That's what it costs to develop like a brand new car with McLaren if you wanted to go to MSO and tell them, this is what I want.
Yeah,
it's around $6 million. So these cars are a fucking deal.
Yeah, Cameron Biggs, dude. Of course, I know I need to remove owners from what a car manufacturer does or doesn't do, but it's still all part of it, man. When they become the face online of what that car manufacturer is, and nobody else speaks up or shows anything about the brand, that's what the brand becomes. I'm sorry. And that was during a time when those owners were the face of the brand. So I understand what you're saying, and I'm going to get there eventually, but I'm still like, you know, we all get jaded and upset about things, and I'm holding on to it. And, you know, that's for me to get over, and, you know, maybe I will, maybe I won't. I think they're doing great things with Koenigsegg, but I just want to see the competition. I feel like everybody's holding hands and singing Kumbaya too much. I want to see like these manufacturers get after it again.
Well, we think, and someone brought it up on the chat here the other day, that it could be McLaren suspension that, because we know of Senna in a different country other than the U.S.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about like actually putting it on the track.
Every time you get into a rough patch of road, the suspension shuts down and goes like suspension failure, and you can't go over 40 miles an hour. What this guy was saying is that at the ring, McLaren probably has that problem. When they put the car there,
it's too rough.
It's too rough on it, and it shows that problem. Ooh. That's why everything you see is on a smooth track.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right, but McLaren, with any of their cars, they just don't put it out there.
It could be for the same thing, because it's the same suspension as a principle in a 720S, as in the Senna.
What is their suspension setup? Is it the it's the same suspension as the Carrera GT, right? Like a very similar setup.
No. It's a hydraulic. It's completely air. It's all fast. It's kind of like what Rolls Royce uses.
Hmm.
That's why it's so smooth, and you can make it so different.
Let's look into that and do our research for the next live. I want to talk about that in more detail. Like
it is, but the thing is, it's not perfected.
Yeah,
that's why it's all going through tubes. Like, you know, the little McLarens that they have, like the bodies at the shops. It's crazy.
Oh shit! Sergio just texted that there's news that a green Senna burned down in London today, or last night. Can you guys confirm that?
Anyone confirm that a green Senna burned out last night? Start
doing your sleuth detective work. But there's words that a green Senna burned down. Oh no! I hope it wasn't. What's his name's? Oh, Philip K. I hope it wasn't his.
Don't even fucking say that.
And then does Michael Fuchs have a green one as well?
Yeah, but Michael Fuchs doesn't live there. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What are you saying, Rod? Yeah, yeah, Phil's. I know of any sort of car. It just looked expensive. That one? Where? No, someone's saying that it was a P1. Well, and someone was saying on the car that burned down in Mexico, the 600 LT. Well, yeah, dude, the guy was revving it up until he was shooting flames. That's the advertisement.
That's crazy.
That's how they sell the car. They're like, look, like it's all over McLaren's page. What do you think? Like, these people are buying the car so they can do that, dude. That's why people bought the Lamborghini Aventador.
Where, I mean, people are saying in these comments that it did. I just want to see. I just want to see if. Interesting.
What?
People are saying that you ought to get a beautifully specced Pista.
Hang on, let me see. P1 on fire. Yeah, no. No, that's an old one, guys. Senna.
What an easy hashtag.
Senna on fire.
Oh, here comes your car.
No. Senna looks so fire. No, there's not such a thing, guys. Don't.
Message what's his name?
Hang on a second. Let me see.
I guess. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting. What else happened in Geneva? Was there anything else that was?
It says $1 million McLaren Senna totaling a 3-car head-on crash.
Oof.
Well, but that's different from what everyone said. They're like, look at Instagram, and the first thing I see is my wife.
No, that's December 14th. We saw Senna. That one already.
Which one?
This one. Yeah, we've seen.
Oh yeah, we've seen that one already. But that one didn't catch fire.
Interesting.
Nah, that's bullshit. Whoever said that, he's bullshitting you, buddy. I'm sorry. Sorry to tell you that.
Sergio passed it on. No, Sergio passed
Sergio's
it on.
The fucking idiot.
Yeah, Sergio.
You know what? Get the fuck out of here, man.
Sergio, unbelievable. Yeah, can't say anything about it. No record. Oh, man, I thought we had some breaking news there for a second.
No. You know what's breaking news? R. Kelly.
Oh, I was hoping we weren't going to get into this conversation, to be honest with you, because I'm a big fan of Space Jam.
Who isn't? That is a big problem, man, that we have. Did you see that video of him defending his name and then at the end crying?
With Gail?
It's my line,
Gail
man.
King? Yeah. Oh, my God.
He goes, like, he's literally admitting by just circling around the fact that he's basically saying, look, man, they didn't catch me back then. It doesn't count now.
Yeah, that was his main argument.
That's what he's saying.
I was acquitted. So you can't bring up that old shit on me. They're trying to tie all the other pieces together to build a big case.
No, man, they can. They absolutely can.
Drip, drip, drip. You definitely pissed on underage girls.
That and what do you do? Do you listen still to their music? Like, for example,
Don't go down this road, please. I'm not ready to.
We won't discuss the other guy, which to me is really hurtful too. But let's just say, do you still listen to their music? Like, to me, Chris Brown, whenever I hear Chris Brown on the radio,
yeah, we talked about this on Monday. We talked about this on Monday. Of course, I get it. For me personally, I've never been a Chris Brown fan, but I'm not going to go. Like, if somebody offered me free tickets to a concert, I'm not going. I don't really.
No, I understand. It's not about anything, dude. We're fucking nobody. We're not like, I'm better than Chris Brown, but I'm saying personally, how does it affect you knowing that someone like that is just in everyone's ears?
If I'm somewhere and if I'm working at home and I got the radio on and his song comes on, am I skipping to the next track? Probably.
Yeah.
If I hear it, if I'm not paying attention, it's probably still going to play. I Believe I Can Fly. I'm probably going to let it play, dude.
Really?
I'm probably going to let it play.
It bothers me a lot.
The thing is I don't see R. Kelly when I hear that song. With his arms wide open, spinning around, doing his thing from the music video. Mm-hmm. I don't see that. I see Michael Jordan leaping over the Monstars with his hands stretched out.
So you're not thinking about R. Kelly.
No, I'm thinking about my childhood.
Got it.
You know, that's what I'm thinking about now.
But morally, you don't think...
I don't think that it's right. I think that this guy should be crucified the way that he's being crucified.
No, I know, but to me, I can't... Like, I'll be honest, and I respect all... there's not a right or wrong answer, because it's for everyone's own judgment to make and whatnot, yeah. What they do. But it's so... I don't know. It fucks with my head knowing what they did, man.
This is my life you're fucking with. That's what he was saying. Yeah. That's my life.
You're fucking with it. Like, dude, you fucked up how many people's lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. No, I to me, now whenever I listen to those people, I change it. I'm done. Yeah. But that's to me. And I understand how others can see it any other way.
Blind man, thank you, dude. Thank you. Yeah. I like my NASA spec MacBook as well. Like this Velcro right here. It allows me to put my hard drives on the back, and I don't have to worry about cables and drives getting anywhere when I'm moving from place to place, especially if you're on a flight.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
That's the worst when you're trying to work and edit on a flight. Dude, I haven't unplugged or taken these things off in 3 weeks since I've done this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh, by the way.
By the way,
look, this just reminded me because 380SI says Sergio equals fake news, and then Albert goes with a Trump. You can't believe it. We're going to try to get Sergio a picture in a Ferrari Sergio.
Yes, we're going to try. We're going to try.
That's our next mission, guys.
Cole says the only thing Sergio really knows is burning in his urethra when he pees.
I hope not. I hope not.
He probably does. All right, what else do we have here? Boop-a-dee-boop, boop-a-doop. Can someone Photoshop a green Senna on fire? Asking for a friend.
Oh, Sergio, no one's going to do that, you fucking sack of shit. And it also, it could be, because, look, there's a lot of cars right now, we're not going to say what type of cars, that have oil leaks, like tremendous oil leaks into their engine bays, right? And no manufacturer is kind of recalling, like making recalls or anything. They're just ignoring it and letting it be. Yeah. At what point is someone going to say, this is getting dangerous, guys? Because it's happening a lot. It needs different types of cars, too, within the same type of car, if that makes any sense.
My hat is, like, crooked. What is going on here? Okay, let me see here. Boop-a-dee-boop, boop-a-boop.
And by the way, Cole, everyone was telling me that Elvis did the same kind of crap in his day. I didn't know that. I never became a fan of Elvis or liked... I'm not a Beatles guy. I'm not, like, an old-school guy. I'm not.
He wasn't in the Beatles. You know that, right?
Get the fuck out of here. I'm just saying, I was never into the Beatles. I was never into Elvis. I was never into like any of those like back in the day legends.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that Elvis was like that.
I think all of those people back then were into some crazy shit. Like they all were, because there was.
I hate generalizing that. I'm
not saying that it's right.
No. I understand what you're saying.
That there wasn't a group online on Instagram and like the social world that basically is saying what's right and what's wrong. You know, like you don't hear the outcry of those things, right? People aren't speaking. People didn't have the platform to speak up back then. What are you doing over there? What are you searching for?
My Google phone turns on all the fucking time.
Mine did too. What did I say? What did I say?
They clearly were saying something to Google. And I immediately looked at my phone to make sure I didn't. I feel this is vibrating. What was I saying?
You were talking about how you hate generalizing all of that.
I just don't like people getting away with it by, oh, well, they're from a different generation. Like Bill Cosby. Yeah. Oh, they're from... I don't like that. And also, I don't like that we put that out there and just be like, oh, yeah, well, old people don't know any better. Yeah. Like, at what point, because at 18, you're telling me now I can do things. At 21, now I can drink and do drugs, right? Like certain drugs. At what age am I good to go back and be a pervert and rape people? At what net worth?
Because people can get away with it. You can do it at whatever age you want.
I know, but what I'm saying is I hope people just stop approving of these things, because of a justification. Like, they, I hate that they're justifying it. Oh, because he's old. Oh, because he's rich. Oh, because he's got power. Oh, because.
But I think the biggest issue is
he's just a sick
why,
fuck.
But why are we going back to people that did that shitty stuff to make it right now? The reason I say that is specifically with Elvis, right? Like, why do we talk about the stuff or bring Elvis back up just because he did it? Like,
no, right now
what are we changing with him?
Well, right now it's just the curiosity out of people that they're finding out and they're hearing about everyone doing it, and they're like, dude, Elvis, like, what about Elvis? Do you remember Elvis? And he's just coming up in conversation.
Of course.
I don't think it's more about that, because to me it's not about what they're trying to do to R. Kelly right now. Yeah. It's to me, why didn't they do this a long time ago?
I understand.
Why have they let him?
Like, we all know that it's wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
We get it. We know
that's
wrong.
That's what I'm saying. But why did we let it just go for so long?
It's the money and power, dude.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. We got to stop justifying that shit because it's bad.
I get it.
We're allowing this shit to grow and grow because, oh, well, he's got money. He's got power. He's feeding all these people. Yeah, no.
Look, that stuff, it doesn't happen to the extent anymore that it used to. It still happens, yes. To the extent that it used to, where it's a norm, no. People speak, people talk now. People run their mouth like that. It's just the way it is. Like, knowledge is power to people. And if they know that you've done something bad, then they're going to go run their mouth.
That's, well, thank God now we have the internet and we know how people talk. And no, I'm for real. Like, grateful.
I know,
because
I know.
People, we didn't know how people interacted before. We everything, or pretty much a lot of the shit that we learned is from movies, and a lot of behaviors come from.
But
like,
it's also bad too, though, because
it's terrible, dude.
Because
terrible.
Even with the Jussie Smollett thing, is like, okay, like, he came out and did his thing, but it ended up being fake. You know, people are using it in bad ways as well. Like,
no, there's no right or, like, there is right and there is wrong, and all I'm saying is it's shitty that we're justifying people for whatever. That dude is a shit person. Bill Cosby's a shit person. Yeah. R. Kelly's a shit person. That's it. There shouldn't be a, well, he, no. That's it, period. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. No, speaking of the Jussie Smollett thing, did you see Saturday Night Live this past weekend? Do you watch Saturday Night Live?
Not anymore.
I bet you just kind of see clips here and there. Online.
Every now and then, yeah.
So they did a skit called Shark Tank Celebrity Lawyer Edition, and the way that it was is they had a panel of celebrity lawyers, and they had cases come in and explain what's going on. So, like, on the panel, they had Michael Avenatti, Rudy Giuliani, they had some other lady up there, like all the people, all the lawyers that you see on TV, and they're basically like Shark Tank, but they're hearing the cases from the celebrity clients and deciding which one wants to take it or not. Take the case or not.
No fucking way. Which, by the way, I didn't know that Johnny Cochran was defending. Like, I didn't know about so much shit, dude. It's crazy.
You talking about with MJ?
Yeah.
Johnny Cochran,
no,
dude. He took every big case.
He was phenomenal at it. That's why he took them. Yeah. He was phenomenal.
That guy
at
knew
it.
How to argue.
Like nobody else.
He could run people into the ground. Let me see here.
But why were you bringing it up about Jussie?
Because we talked about Jussie Smollett. I was asking if you saw it. You should watch it, though, by the way. It's really, really funny. I think that it would be a hilarious concept for them to continue doing. Like
that.
Yeah, it was great.
Because it continues to come up more and more.
Yeah.
So it's topical. They can do that.
Let's see. Did anybody find anything on a green Senna burning down? Did that not happen?
Hmm?
Nobody found the green Senna.
No, that was bullshit.
Okay. Can't ever trust somebody named Jesse that's spelled with a U.
Well, guys, the American guy is saying that in India, someone ran over, like an actor ran over two people, and he was drinking and driving and killed one of those people, and he just paid up and the charges were dropped. Yeah, you expect that from a corrupt system, no doubt, and I'm not saying India's system is corrupt. I'm saying pretty much every system is corrupt. But we just shouldn't know about people that are raping others and fucking killing others and just let them run loose. We just shouldn't, in any system, corrupt or not. That's wrong, completely wrong. And we are the ones that we end up being affected in a negative way.
Yeah,
I had a friend in Mexico. When I used to go back to Mexico, right when I moved back to when I moved to the U.S., and he goes, "Why the fuck do you want to be in the U.S.? You can't do anything."
Mm.
And I go, "What do you mean? I can do anything I want. He goes, yeah, but like if you're driving drunk, you can't pay an officer. If you're, and I go, dude, why the fuck? Do you understand that, yeah, you're going to get away with it, but if someone else is driving drunk and they kill you, they're just going to pay and walk away. Right. Isn't that worse? Like, even that is not... Yeah. We got to know that this shit's coming back to us, guys. Yeah. That's it. And yeah, everyone's saying that it was just the LT that was burning down. And by the way, the car didn't burn down. They stopped it with a bottle of water. Like, I tried...
The bottle of water.
It worked. Everyone had the bottles of water. Idea. Everyone had bottles of water and they put it out.
Hey, here. Okay, what do you think of the new
this
baby
is
Valkyrie?
Weird.
We just talked about it. It's incredible.
Give me a second. Don't read that out loud because
I'm not. I'm not.
No.
Well, I'm friends with him.
Are you?
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second, fella.
Boop-a-dee-boop-boop-a-boop.
Can you please put the cucaracha?
Where is that?
Top right. Top right.
There we go. Okay.
Just so you guys know what's up.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Oh, you need to do that.
Boop-a-doo-dab. Interesting. Interesting.
Huh. Huh.
Message once in there?
No, but I will.
Sorry, I'm gonna take this down. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, dude. Hope you understand. Interesting.
Vanquish Vision or a 003? You can't compare. The 003 is a much higher concept. It's like a Senna.
What is in that? Did they say the specs is a V8 twin turbo, or is it I know the Vanquish is the V6 twin turbo.
Yeah, it was a V8. No. I can't...
What's in the
I remember because they told us when they were trying to sell us a car, but I can't remember right now. Oh, my God. We had the
we
music
still. Had La Cucaracha going. This is why we're supposed to have headphones on, so we know what's going on.
Oh, my God. And also, we need to end this one because it's 4:57 and we got to jump into the Spanish one.
Oh, yeah.
Sergio thought R. Kelly's career was the Green Senna.
That's funny.
If someone offered you $600,000 over for a Project One, would you get it? That's not bad. That's a pretty good price. But no, I wouldn't get it right now. I need to take a piss. But I'm going to leave you guys here with Buddy for the final 3 minutes of this. You get it, Buddy.
All right. What questions do you have? What do you have? Let's hit it. I'm gonna rapid fire some of these questions. You better start typing. Otherwise, we are going to end this pat backwards for this. Boom. Yes. Yep, there's a video about that on salamandrin.com for those of you over there on the tubes. No, Cole, no sex scandal. Favorite donut from Blinkies. Ooh, favorite donut. I've actually been going for the cinnamon roll lately, but I would say that the black and white there is better. My favorite donut, though, of all time is Sidecar Donuts, and they have a butter and salt donut that is incredible. Are you going to... What are you laughing? Take it easy, Ivan. You assholes. Oh, I thought you were making fun of my donut selections. Yeah. No, not yet, Sergio. I'm answering some questions. Favorite car to come from Geneva, the 003, Mexican food dish of choice, mole enchiladas. What's the next car you're buying? I'll hit you on this story real quick. So my Expedition had some engine problems in December. It was in service for over 45 days, and I'm in the process of dealing with Ford on trying to get them to take it back. So it's been awesome with my Expedition, and I've been very frustrated lately, but you know, it is what it is. So they're either going to give me my money back or they're going to replace it with something of equal value. So maybe a Raptor, who knows? Are we going to the NASCAR race car club? No, I did that last year. It was exciting, but I don't think it's our speed. Get it? And it is 5:00, so now we have to end it. Love you guys.
See you later.
Toodaloo.